What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Let's get down to business here. This is all brought to you by Truck Driver Audiobooks. Go online and check out my audiobook for $2.99. It is mostly for new drivers up to a year. Knowledge will help them. All right, guys. TruckDriver101.com. Let's get down to business. This story is carrier must pay $45K to driver in refusal to drive case. So pretty much what you have here is a driver. I was working for a company, and the company was refusing to fix the truck. It had a leak, well, let me read it here. It had issues with the brakes, the steering, the turn signal, and had several leaks and a cracked windshield. And despite being notified, the company refused to do anything with about the repairs, was unwilling to drive a safe vehicle anymore. And this is something every driver should do. When you're in a situation where they refuse to repair something, the vehicle is unsafe, you should drive it to a DOT inspection site. They hit it with 16 violations, putting the truck out of service. According to the claim, he notified the carrier that he had been placed out of service. He was fired immediately, according to Robert Clutch, a cluck of the OSHA regional administrator for New York. The driver was fired for doing the right thing. The driver filed a whistleblower complaint with OSHA, who ruled in his favor, ordering the carrier to pay the driver $32,642 in lost wages and $10,000 in punitive damages and $3,000 in attorney's fees. In addition, the carrier was ordered to expunge the driver's employment records. In other words, all the bullshit they probably put on him on his DAC report had to be removed. And the brother won. So the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm going back to this OSHA part. OSHA is it does have some power for us, and it will allow us to fight companies and whistleblower programs. Obviously, I don't see how long this took, and that's the thing about cases like this, because until you get that bullshit information off your record, if they try to say you abandoned the truck or some shit like that, obviously that could interfere with you getting a job. And then hiring a lawyer and $3,000 in fees, but he won. So, you know, you can find some lawyers willing to push a lawsuit, and at the end, they'll focus on getting paid. And if they don't win, they don't get paid. There are lots of lawyers out there like that. But I just wanted to read this so anybody new or anybody out there driving substandard equipment and it needs to be fixed and the company refuses to do so, take it to DOT, you know, find you another job, expect to get fired, and take it to DOT so you don't go to jail and you don't get in trouble. Because if those brakes have failed and he crashed into somebody, you're the one going to jail for manslaughter. You know what I'm saying? You're the one going to be doing those big days and big time. But this driver stood up for himself, and he got himself $45,000 total, which is great. So that means, you know, even though he had to go through some suffering and take some times and probably had to drive as a fucking garbage guy or, you know, well, I don't know, garbage men might make $1 million. I'm just saying, you know, probably had to take a job that, you know, that was willing to hire somebody with a bad DAC. And, you know, he did what he had to do. And this is, I think it's a great example of, you know, stand up for yourself. You know, don't be scared to stand up and be heard and say and do the right thing, because you can win, you know. So no jokes on that one, no hilarity, just a good story that I'm glad to see a driver get back at the company that didn't do the right thing, because there's so many of them out there that, you know, we as drivers just don't stand up to. All right, guys, TruckDriver101.com.